Well, I'm very glad I was hanging out at church this week because I was surrounded by pirates. And on Friday, one of you left a treasure map at church. And I found it. And it was old. And I've lost it now, but I had it. And it had a red cross on it. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to follow the treasure map. And so that's what I did. And it was super dangerous. I had to avoid crocodiles and sharks. And I ran over rivers and ravines and rapids. But then I reached X marked the spot. And I got my spade. And I started digging. And I dug. And I dug. And I dug. And eventually, treasure. And I jumped into the hole. I found this box. And it was incredible. It's a treasure box. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to be rich. But then I saw, had a padlock on it. I couldn't get in. And so I brought it all the way back to Maidenhead, and I've got a mallet. And I'm hoping I'm going to get into the box and I'm going to be rich. £1 coins. Look, hundreds of them. Take it. Hundreds. I'm rich. Guys, sit down. They're mine. They look like £1 coins. Could someone maybe just confirm? Elijah, could you confirm that's a real £1 coin?
Yeah, that is definitely a real £1 coin.
Are you sure?
No! It's chocolate!
It's real, that's fantastic. Would someone else like to maybe test? Alice, what do you think? Is it real?
Chocolate.
Can I test? I'm very scientific.
Emma, I'll send you back. It's chocolate. What do you mean? You mean all these coins? They're chocolate. That's rubbish. I thought I was rich. What a useless treasure box. But you know what? This week we have been learning about a real treasure. And that's Jesus. And he is real, unlike my rubbish treasure. And you know what? He's not only real, but he's the best treasure. And this week, Paul's been helping us learn about Jesus all week. And today, we're going to learn that Jesus is the best treasure. And we're going to learn that knowing Jesus is the best treasure. So you can do that with me? Let's do that together. Knowing Jesus is the best treasure. Brilliant. And to help us, we're going to look a little bit of a letter that Paul wrote. Now, we don't write letters anymore. We write texts or emails. But letters were written with pencils or pens back in the day, and with paper. Okay, I don't know if you guys have ever seen this before, but that's what people used to do. And we're just going to look a little bit that Paul wrote to the church in Philippi. Philippi is where that jailer was from, and they set up a church. And this is what Paul wrote to the church in Philippi. He wrote this: "Dear Philippians, I consider everything loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ." Now, that's great and all, but Paul says he considers everything of surpassing greatness. Surpassing is a long word, 10 letters, because this is Jesus of surpassing greatness. Now, I think it might be quite a fun word to say in a pirate accent. So do you want to have a go? Okay, ready? Surpassing, it's how you say it. Okay, 3, 2, 1,
surpassing.
It's just a fun word to say, actually. I've been saying it loads this week. Surpassing, it's great. And it's a long word, but it's all very well it being a long and fun word to say. But if we don't know what it means, it's a bit useless, isn't it? So to help us understand what surpassing means, and for Jesus to be of surpassing greatness, I need a volunteer. And what we're going to do is, what's your name?
Chris.
Chris, up you get. We're going to do what's called a standing broad jump competition. Now, a standing broad jump is when you jump as far as you can, and I'm quite a competitive person. So I've come dressed, ready. I've got my trainers. You might not be able to see, but I've got my trainers. And I'm pretty confident, Chris, if I'm honest. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a standing broad jump competition right here in front of the other children. So shall I show you what a standing broad jump is so you know what to do when I meet you? So you stand here, and then you jump as far as you can with both feet on the floor and land with both feet on the floor. So this. It's just a practice, but you don't get a practice. That's a standing broad jump. Okay, Chris, so you go first. Let's see how far you can go. Probably not as far as me, but we'll give you a go. Chris, you move to the right a little bit so we know where you've gone. Don't move forwards. Don't cheat. Good. Well done. Okay, let's go.
Oh, dear.
Chris, you've beaten me. Chris, you've gone further than me. Chris, good job. Go back. Go and sit that down. That's well done. I don't think I was warmed up. But what Chris did there, he jumped further than me, and so he surpassed me. He surpassed me because he went further than me. And so when Paul says Jesus is of surpassing greatness, he means that his greatness goes further than everything else's greatness. It means that he's the best treasure. And knowing him is the best treasure. And so I brought some treasures with me today. I brought my favorite teddy bear. Well, it's my only teddy bear, but he's my favorite teddy bear as well. But you know what? Jesus surpasses my favorite teddy bear. Got my cross over here. Jesus goes further and is a better treasure than my favorite teddy bear. And I've got my trophies. I've got lots of trophies back home, honest, but I only brought one. Honestly, I do. But under 15's cup runners-up. 0203. But Jesus actually is a better treasure than even all our achievements and our trophies. So put that over here. Video games. Jesus, better treasure than video games. Or chocolate. Jesus, better treasure than chocolate. Yeah, he is. Jesus, guys, better treasure than money. Better treasure than money. Knowing Jesus, better treasure than money. Jesus, better treasure than ballet. Those are my ballet shoes. Jesus, better treasure than books. Yeah. Jesus, he's even a better treasure than school.
Yay!
Yeah. And Jesus is a better treasure. Yeah, I know it's hard to believe, boys. Jesus is a better treasure than football.
That's obvious.
Yeah, obvious.
But you know what? You know what? That's not all Paul says. Paul goes even further than that. He doesn't just say that Jesus is over here. Leave the ball, please. Compared to all these other treasures, he says that in comparison to Jesus, all these other treasures are rubbish. That's what he says in the passage. It's amazing. So it's not that all these things are rubbish. I mean, football, for example. I love football. It's a brilliant game. It's fantastic, isn't it? It's a great game.
But
in comparison to knowing Jesus, guys, in comparison to knowing Jesus, it's rubbish. So ball back, please. Vicky. Can you throw that foot? Try not to take the children out, Vicky. In comparison to knowing Jesus, in the bin. Money. Money's a good gift from God. We can buy things with it. In comparison to knowing Jesus, rubbish. Our favorite teddy bear, in comparison to knowing Jesus, rubbish. Trophies, in comparison to knowing Jesus, rubbish. Rubbish. Video games, in comparison to knowing Jesus, rubbish. Chocolates,
no!
In comparison to knowing Jesus,
what?
Rubbish. Books, in comparison to knowing Jesus, rubbish. Come back, please, come back. Where's my family photo? Even family, knowing him is so amazing that even family, which is a wonderful thing. Don't we love our families?
No.
Wonderful thing. Those of you saying no, that's bad. Wonderful thing. Guys, it's a wonderful thing. It's wonderful that God gives us families. But compared to knowing Jesus, it's like it's rubbish. School, some of you are thinking this already, but in comparison to knowing Jesus, school, rubbish.
Yes.
And of course,
yes.
Compared to knowing Jesus, ballet, can you believe it, is rubbish.
Yes.
So, if you know Jesus already, and you've been thinking this week, yes, Jesus is the best treasure because he changes people. He is the best treasure because he forgives people. He is the best treasure because he saves people. But ultimately, he's the best treasure because I can know him as my friend. And he can live with me and take care of me. And I can talk to him. And he can talk to me. And you've been thinking all week, sit down please, sit down. And you've been thinking all week, Jesus is the best treasure. Well, this is what I want you to remember, okay? Remember that all those other things that we love, which are brilliant gifts from God, all those other things, compared to Jesus, well, it's like they're rubbish. And keep remembering that. Even your favorite teddy bear, even your favorite sport, even dancing, even TV, even video games, compared to Jesus, it's like it's rubbish. And if this week, you've not really heard much about Jesus before, you've had a good time pretending to be a pirate, and you've had a really good time playing the games, and you've been hearing about how Jesus is the best treasure, well, why don't you come back maybe next week? Or you could come back for 7-Up when 7-Up starts on a Wednesday. And you could hear more about why Christians are convinced that knowing Jesus is the best treasure. And for any parents out there who are like, is this guy mental? Jesus is dead. He lived 2,000 years ago. Well, we heard on Thursday, didn't we, that Christians believe that Jesus did die. That's why we have a cross at the back of church. That's why Christians often celebrate Jesus' death. But we heard as well that Jesus didn't stay dead. He rose from the grave 3 days later. And now he's reigning. And so we can indeed know him as the best treasure. So as I close and before I pray, we're going to do it again, okay? Knowing Jesus is the best treasure, okay? So knowing, that's what we do there. Jesus is the best. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. Knowing Jesus is the best treasure. Very good. Thank you, everyone. I'm going to pray and then you can go and sit down again. Eyes closed, hands together. Father God, thank you so much that we can know your Son as our friend. And thank you that knowing him is better than all the other good things that you give us in this world. Thank you that knowing him is so much better that it's as if those things are rubbish. And we thank you so much for Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, listen, everyone, you can all go and sit down.